From Berean Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Please have your Bible ready and stay with us as the Reverend Philip Owen opens the Scriptures to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello, glad that you could join us for another week of Let the Bible Speak, a ministry of Berean Free Presbyterian Church in Boston, a south town of Buffalo. Hi, I'm Philip Owen, the pastor. In earlier segments, we considered the terms Berean and free in our name. Berean, from the people in Berea, recorded in Acts 17, who are eager to hear God's word, and free to denote that we seek to be separated from the liberalism that has infiltrated the major denominations. No church can avoid a label, although every true believer in Christ desires to simply be known as a Christian, a follower of Christ, a sinner saved by grace. As far as denominational labels is concerned, one church stresses a Christian ordinance, like Baptist, another a founder, like Lutheran, still another a disciplined way of religious activity, like Methodist. No label can express the whole spectrum of the Christian faith. Today I'd like to consider why the name or the label Presbyterian is in our name. Usually it's associated with church government and historically with the Reformed faith. The word presbyter is Greek for elder, and in the early Christian church, the spiritual leaders, who were representatives, if you will, of the congregation. And by the way, here in the United States, we have a representative type of government, really Presbyterian. These leaders taught and watched over the flock, and they were called presbyters or elders. Also, they were known as bishops and pastors, designations that typify some of the other responsibilities of these leaders. The elders were chosen from among the people for their recognized spirituality and evidence of God's call to lead in spiritual matters, whereas deacons managed practical matters. Presbyterian has also been associated with Reformed faith, which emphasizes the absolute sovereignty of God in salvation, man's total depravity and sin, and his total inability to save himself, Christ's definite atonement for elect sinners, and the security of the saints in Jesus Christ as far as eternal life is concerned. We do not seek to convert people to Presbyterianism, but to pray for conversion and conformity to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Elder of Elders, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only Redeemer of God's elect. Father, we thank Thee for the amazing love of God. What infinite and matchless grace that Thou wouldst not only provide a substitute for sinners, but Thou in Thy Son would become a substitute for sinners. We thank Thee that Thy Son did become man, and that He is the God-man and the godly man. And we pray that as we consider His glory today, that our hearts would be drawn to Him. Give us a reverential awe of Thee, Lord, that Thou dost deserve and demand. Thank Thee for delivering us from a slavish fear and the fear of death under which bondage we were all our lifetime. And we thank Thee for the liberty that is in Jesus Christ, the liberty to resist sin and to obey God. Bless us and speak to us today, we pray. And may we hear and heed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm turning to Mark chapter 7, and I'd like to read to you from verse 31. Commencing at verse 31 in Mark chapter 7. And again, Jesus departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, He came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto Him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech Him to put His hand upon him. And He took Him aside from the multitude and put His fingers into His ears, and He spit and touched His tongue. And looking up to heaven, He sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway His ears were opened, and the string of His tongue was loosed, and He spake plain. And He charged them that they should tell no man. But the more He charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Amen. I'd like to speak to us this morning on the perfection of Christ's works. In this particular section of the Gospels, particularly the Gospel of Mark, we've arrived about the midterm of Christ's life on earth. Naturally, as man, He would be evaluated by God as far as the will of God and completing God's will on earth is concerned, and He would be evaluated as man as far as His mission and His work. But the Lord was not afraid of being challenged and proven in His work, for He knew what He was about to do, and He went about to do it with great confidence in the Lord, where it says, In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do Thy will, O God, and Thy law is within my heart. Chapter 7 and verse 37 of the Gospel of Mark says a most amazing thing that the people kept saying of the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath done all things well. Mark is known for his short, pithy statements of Christ. For instance, in chapter 7, verse 24, he says that He could not be hid. He could not be hid, which speaks of, again, the glory of Christ, that His splendor could not be simply covered over by His humanity at all points in His life, that His glory kept leaking through, if you will, His humanity, though He did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. There were times when His glory, His deity, shone through. And also in chapter 12, verse 37, Mark says, The common people heard Him gladly. These short, pithy statements that reveal the glory and the success of the Lord Jesus Christ. We consider another one today, Mark 7:37. He, that is Jesus, hath done all things well. Christ's works were tested, not to perfect them, but to prove His perfection and the perfection of His works. Let us contemplate the great work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let us echo the words of the people that He hath done all things well. He's continuing to do all things well. In order for Christ's works to be tested and proven and to be shown to be perfect, it's amazing how this statement speaks of the angles that you come at that you approach as you inspect and prove the work of the Lord Jesus. He hath done all things well. Literally, the original reads, well, all things he hath done. Three things, really, three tests of Christ's works I'd like to consider today. The fact that his works were case tested. Secondly, they were cure tested. And thirdly, they were clock tested. And I'll show you what I mean in these statements. First, for anyone to do the work that was done, he had to have a whole spectrum of cases. Christ was case tested in all his works. They didn't just bring to him people with mild concussions or mild problems. Verse 32 tells us, and this is just a sampling of what the Lord underwent and what the Lord experienced. They bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And of course, they also noted in verse 37 that he made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. So he was case tested. Physicians have treated all kinds of cases, but have to refer to specialists and more specialists. Some cases have baffled them. Not so with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the family physician who refers to no one. What cases has he not seen? A man born blind. Men and women who became blind. People who were fully deaf, partially deaf, demon-possessed, maniacs, people with fevers, palsied people, people who were dumb, who had hemorrhages, who had boils, diseases, sicknesses, criminals, worldly people, self-righteous, people who were freshly dead, recently dead, and long dead. Every case came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Cases that were natural and supernatural. Christ changed the weather, halted the wind, stilled the water, commanded the moon and the sun. He sent rain. He quakes the earth. He flashes the lightning. He dissipates the clouds. He feeds the animals. He sounds the thunder and he erupts the volcanoes. He stops time. He multiplies bread. He reverses time. He replaces ears upon a person's head. He walks on the water. He makes iron to swim. And he transubstantiates, he changes water into wine. No instrumentality was needed because he is God. What cases has he not seen in saving sinners? Christ has saved drunks and addicts, murderers, effeminate, lunatics, fornicators, arrogant, self-righteous, covetous, idolaters, blasphemous, Sabbath breakers, dishonorable, liars, and thieves. The Bible tells us here, all things he hath done well. All things speaks of the fact that he was case tested in his works. There wasn't a case that was not brought to the Savior that he could not deal with, that he could not cure, that he could not deliver the victim from. Friend, there's not a case, there's not a sinful condition, there's not a degree of sin that you are too deep that Jesus is not able to reach down and pull you out of the miry pit and set you upon the solid rock of his name and his work. Quantitatively and qualitatively, Jesus Christ, his works are case tested. Look to him. Oh, preachers have failed. Prophets have failed. Priests and kings have failed. You've perhaps gone to charlatans. You thought they were real, you thought they were genuine, but you found them out to be charlatans. These people that say they're faith healers, why aren't they at Roswell? Why aren't they going to every case? Why do they just deal with minor things? And we've heard where these things have been planned, and these things have been maneuvered. But the Lord Jesus Christ was case tested. And still today, he saves sinners of every stripe. He saved me from my sins. He can save you. He has power to forgive sin. Look to the Savior. What perfect works Christ performs. Not only was he case tested, he was cure tested. These people did not return to him and say, Lord, I'm back to where I was. Lord, I've lost my hearing again. I've lost my voice again. I've developed leprosy again. Christ's works were cure tested, for it says, he hath done all things well. What does that mean? That speaks of the fact that his works were cure tested. He didn't do things half. Christ's work was not half finished. It was finished. When he worked a work, when he cured a cure, when he saved sinners, he does it wholeheartedly and wholly. His works are cure tested. You couldn't have a better analysis or grade than well. Well done. Well has Christ done his work. Beautifully, literally, or excellently. So that there's no room for blame. He made the body, he knows the cure. He made the soul, he knows the cure of the soul that has fallen into sin. Christ can remove the cancer of the body. He can remove the cancer of the soul. He's able to save you from your sins. He never saves in sin. He saves from sin. Christ caused the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the crippled to walk, the maniac to think, the sick to recover, the criminal to become a citizen that was profitable in society, the dead to live, the hurting to be relieved, the drunks to be sober, the addicts to be liberated, the murderers to be life seekers, the adulterers to be faithful spouses, the atheists to be believing in God, the blasphemers to bless God, the dishonorable to honor the Lord, thieves to give, the vicious to be peacemakers, the fearless to become the fearful of God, the idolaters to become spiritual and scriptural in worshiping God, the Sabbath breakers to love the Lord's day, liars to tell the truth, fornicators to become Puritans, the fearful to become faithful, the froward to become straight. He's the great physician of the soul. His works are case tested and they're cure tested. Jesus does not save for a moment or for a lifetime. He saves forever. All who come unto him he will in no way cast out. He gives eternal life. This life is a sham life without Jesus Christ. Look unto him. He's able to save you forever, to deliver you from your sins. His work is cure tested. And finally, it's clock tested. Calendar tested, if you will. It says, he hath done all things well. He hath done is in the present tense. He hath done. He is doing. And forever, his work is tested. It is case tested. It is cure tested. It is clock tested. You can be sure there won't be a day where we will become unsaved in eternity. Past, present, and future, he is the same yesterday and today and forever. He hath done, it says. The word do is, again, in the present tense. It means to create, to make, to provide. It's a mode of action. What he says, takes place. What he teaches turns, what he touches turns to gold. What he decides is settled. What he teaches is learned. What he rebukes is restored. What he loves begins to love. What he loosens is loosed forever. What he softens is tenderized. What he smites is smitten forever. What he binds is bound forever. What he punishes is punished forever. What he damns is damned forever. The Lord Jesus Christ hath done all things well. His work is clock tested. No one used to be a convert of Jesus Christ. I heard of a man who came up to a preacher in a drunken stupor and said, I'm your convert. And the preacher said, I believe it was Billy Sunday, he said, "You may be a convert of mine, but you're no convert of Jesus Christ. There are no ex-converts of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are no ex-Christians in the true sense of the word. When Jesus saves, he saves forever. When Jesus converts, he turns the heart from sin forever. No one will sneak into heaven. No one is in hell that is blood-bought by the Lord Jesus Christ. There are no empty mansions in hell, nor are there any empty dungeons in hell. No empty mansions in heaven, nor are there any empty dungeons in hell. The Lord Jesus Christ's work is clock tested. Today there are saints still in heaven, worshiping Christ. Abel is still there, worshiping the Savior. He will not be cast out. And yea, Cain is still in hell, and he will not be changed. Jesus hath done all things well. All his work is case-tested and cure-tested and clock-tested. Do you believe that Christ's work is perfect? Our work is so imperfect. Our works are as filthy rags when we try to present them before the Lord for the salvation of our soul. But Christ's works are perfect, are pure, are case-tested, cure-tested, and clock-tested. You can be sure that Christ has paid the penalty for the sins of his people, and that Christ has kept the precept of the law in the place of his people, that he has a perfect righteousness to credit to the account of the repentant sinner, and that Christ has a perfect, pure blood to take away the sins of a penitent and repentant sinner. Look unto the Savior. He hath done all things well, and he continues to do all things well. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. What a Savior we have in Jesus Christ. And may you look to him. All who look to him shall be converted. All who Christ draws is drawn forever. Amen.
Be thou exalted forever and ever.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of Berean Free Presbyterian Church, located in Boston, New York, just 35 minutes south of Buffalo, off Route 219. You may write to Pastor Phil Owen at Berean Free Presbyterian Church, 8435 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, 14025. That's Berean Free Presbyterian Church, 8435 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, 14025. 1-800-273-0025. Or you may call the church at area code 716-941-3199. Area code 716-941-3199. Also be sure to visit our website at www.freepres.org. www.freepres.org. If you're free next Lord's Day, we invite you to come and worship with us. Sunday school for all ages is at 10 a.m. and the church services are at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. We also have a midweek Bible study and prayer meeting on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. Thank you for listening today. I trust that you'll join us again at the same time next week as once more we let the Bible speak.